Tiny little carnations for our high school reunion. Aren't they festive?
Boy, you're a corker.
Thank you.
You really work your little heart out planning these reunions, don't you?
I do my best.
In the 3 years since we graduated, how many reunions have we had?
Four.
Do you really think people want that many reunions?
I admit having two the first year was a mistake, but I've learned my lesson.
How can I say this without hurting your feelings? Your reunions stink.
Boy, you really sharpened your darts today, didn't you?
I'm sorry, but they're very, very boring.
People love my reunions.
People don't love your reunions, Cheryl. People avoid your reunions. How many people came the first year?
85.
And how many people came last year?
I didn't count.
There were seven.
I didn't count.
There were seven. Seven people wearing 25 carnations. We looked very silly, Cheryl.
Well, who knows who will show up this year?
I know. The same people who show up every year. People I didn't want to see then, people I don't want to see now, and people I don't ever want to see again.
Hello. Hi, ladies. I got an invitation. Yeah, we're going to be there.
I rest my case. And here's another dart for you, Cheryl. I'm not coming this year.
What do you mean you're not coming, Laverne? You have to come. You're my co-hostess. How will I explain it to everybody?
Very simply. Just talk to them one at a time. Should take you 2 minutes.
Where are you going with my flowers?
To the ladies' room.
No!
Peanut butter, what do you got? Spaghetti.
I'm not going to your reunion.
I'm glad you're not going. I want to come home from my reunion and find you here all alone. And I'll write in my diary what a wonderful time I had. And you'll write in your diary, Shirley was right, I should have gone to the reunion. Boy, am I stupid.
I don't even have a diary.
You should keep a diary for your children.
Why? We'd just be filled with lies anyway.
Who is it?
Me, the Big Red Blue! Hi, girls.
Hi.
I brought your mail, Angel Face.
Thank you.
This must be yours, Laverne.
Oh, great. Another ad for the removal of unwanted facial hair.
For the reunion.
Oh, that. Might be a joke.
This is no joke. This is from Anne Marie.
Polanski.
I haven't seen her since graduation. Whatever happened to her?
She lives in Chicago now. She's going to be here Saturday.
I remember you girls used to be like the Three Stooges.
That's Musketeers.
Oh, was it Musketeers? Oh.
Anne Marie, what a crazy girl she was.
Yeah. Boy, remember the time she put the ad in the newspaper to sell the school?
Hey, I got a great idea. I'll spread the word around that the Three Musketeers are back in action. That ought to get you a good turnout show. All right? Great idea, huh? Good. I'll tell the guys on the football team that Anne Marie's back, you know. She used to practice with them. Yeah, I remember she used to be a lot of fun in the huddle.
Oh, wow. Remember what they used to call us? Gutsy, Nutsy, and Klutzy.
Remember the time Anne Marie and you slept over my house and Lenny Squiggy and Hector tried to crash?
Yes, oh boy, did I fix their wagons.
You did nothing. It was all Anne Marie's idea.
Watch her.
Look how good she does that. You better go open the window. If my father smells smoke, we're dead. If we don't die from this first.
Never fails. Every time we sleep over, Lenny, Squiggy, and Hector show up.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a water balloon and pelt them one right in the head.
I can handle this. Get out of here, creepos! They got a camera, Marie!
You got Hector?
Yeah.
Don't waste your flash bulbs. Wait until they're naked.
Police.
That's all right. Just tell them you're with Life Magazine. Come on, Squiddy.
I'm from Life Magazine.
Not them, stupid. The police.
My balloon broke.
Forget about that. I got a plan. Listen to this. Oh, Hector. You want pictures?
No, I can't.
Shh. Or you want to come in here and let us give you a little party you'll never forget.
I'll be right in.
Try the door, Hector.
I'll try the door.
Oh, this is a crazy idea.
It's a great idea. All you have to do is act sexy.
No, I can't. I'm not allowed.
Cheryl, just think about it. Hector's been bothering us for years, right?
Right.
He's ruined every party we've had, right?
Right.
This is a perfect chance to get even. Think about it. It'll be a riot. That's right, Cheryl. That's the girl I got kicked out of the brownies with. Come on, sit up and act sexy.
Okay, just get Hector as crazy as you can, okay?
If you got it, flaunt it.
Hi.
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 Boy, you girls got great pajamas.
Thank you.
We were just discussing how we'd love to have some He-Man come by so we could show him a real good time, and here you are.
You wouldn't mind having a real good time, would you, Hector?
As long as it don't hurt.
You know, I've always admired you from afar, Hector.
Sure. What about Anne Marie and Shirley?
What's the matter, Hector? The three of us, too much for you?
The three of you short.
Okay, get in the closet and get ready.
Yes, we'll get ready out here.
When should I come out?
Count to 100.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
By ones, Hector.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Take his picture and plastered it all over his school. Boy, that'll teach him to be a peeping Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's all just get ready here.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
Bush, 4 bowling leagues, 200 pizzas.
What about the inventory?
They ate it.
Oh, well, what about taking inventory of your pizza trays or oven paddles?
Are you crazy? I'm Bush. I'm staying home tonight. What are you all standing there looking so funny? What, do you got a guy in the closet?
Pop, why don't you go to bed?
Yes, you look all tired, all drawn out.
Yeah.
I gotta unwind. I know what I'll do. I'll turn on Jack Paar.
No. It's a terrible show tonight, Pop. They're doing a tribute to Jose Mellis.
I like Jose Mellis.
97, 98,
what the?
99, 100. Let the good times roll.
Hi, I'm from Life Magazine.
Boy, it was Anne Marie's idea, and you got grounded 3 months for it.
Yeah, but it was worth it. Hector never bothered us again.
No, she's going to drop by here first. It's going to be a great reunion with Anne Marie there. Are you coming, Laverne?
Yeah, I'm coming.
I knew you'd come crawling to me, begging on your knees to come to my reunion.
Okay, let's forget the whole thing.
Oh, no. Oh, please, Laverne, please, please come. I won't make you wear a carnation. I'm begging you. Please, please. Who is it?
It's Anne Marie, Shirley.
Chicago, there's a lot of the old Vodio Dodo, huh?
Vodio Dodo.
I'm a nun.
Nazi's a nun, right? What a kid she is.
I really am a nun.
Oh, a nun. She's a nun, Cheryl.
Kind of a surprise.
Oh, no.
Don't let it bother you.
Oh, no.
I think I'll go get dressed. Be ready in a few minutes.
I just said bet your buns to a nun. Is that a sin?
It's out of my hands now, Laverne.
This is going to be some great reunion. Everyone's going to really have a ball strolling down memory lane with a nun.
Seeing Anne Marie.
Sophia, tell you something. When I see Anne Marie, I'm gonna ask her to dance.
She ain't gonna dance with you.
Oh, yeah? You wanna bet?
Yeah, I'll bet you $5 she don't dance with you.
$5? That's my hair tonic money for a month.
Chicken!
All right. It's a bet.
Welcome, class of 56! Everyone remembers Anne Marie?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Anne Marie. Want to dance?
Pretend you're happy when you're blue.
See, I was right. This is my best reunion ever.
Can't you see what's going on, Cheryl? Nobody is having a good time. Look at poor Squiggy. Breaks my heart to see him like that.
He's having fun. Everybody's having fun. It's just a different kind of fun.
What kind of fun? The kind where you walk out, get on a bus, and leave? Because that's what they're all doing, Cheryl.
They said they'd be back right after the movie was over.
Face it, Cheryl. Everyone feels uncomfortable around Anne Marie. That's why no one is talking to her.
Lenny's talking to her.
He's confessing.
I caught the yo-yo from Spencer's department store. That's when I was 11. Then I cheated on a hygiene quiz in ninth grade. That may not count, because I flunked it anyway. I think I'm okay for the 10th grade, because I was out the whole year with ringworm.
Excuse me, Leonard.
Oh, you can't catch it from me now. I used that yellow soap.
Lenny, nuns don't hear confessions.
Oh. Well, could you pass this on to a priest?
I think I better leave. I'm throwing a real damper on this party.
Oh, no.
You happy now? You depressed a nun. Let's go.
No, wait. The fun's barely begun. I've got an idea. And now, presenting the alma mater. Let's all stand up, join hands, and sing the alma mater. Come on. Hail to thee, my alma mater.
Church. She's dropping Lenny off. Did you know she was leaving tonight?
I know she's leaving tonight. She told me this afternoon. I'd like to thank you, Laverne, for making this the most humiliating evening of my entire life.
Look, when I heard Anne Marie was coming, I called up Hector. Seemed like a natural. Did I know she was going to become a nun? Then in all the excitement, I forgot to call it off.
Things were going so well up until then.
Does your balloon ever land, Shirley? Things were going crummy up until then. And you want to know the truth? Hector saved your reunion. At least the people had a laugh.
Sure they had a laugh. A guy comes out in his shorts, everybody laughs.
That's right, because it was funny. Especially those shorts that he wore. Oh, did you realize those were the same shorts he wore 4 years ago?
Where he finds shorts with those little Valentines on them, I'll never know.
And then when my father chased him into the bowling alley,
he slid all the way down alley 12.
Oh, that must have hurt.
Oh, I just feel rotten.
What's the matter? We were just laughing.
I'm laughing at the same things I laughed at 4 years ago.
Yeah, because they're still funny.
But don't you see, Laverne? Compared to Anne Marie, I haven't grown one bit as a human. I mean, she went to Chicago and became a nun. I stayed in Milwaukee and became a bimbo.
I'm no bimbo, Cheryl.
Compared to her, I'm a bimbo.
She's a nun. Compared to her, Eleanor Roosevelt's a bimbo.
I'm gonna tell her that we're weekend nurses.
Look, Cheryl, if you wanna be ashamed of yourself, you go right ahead. But I'm not gonna be ashamed of myself. Anne Marie was just like we used to be. Worse. She was worse than we used to be.
But Laverne, don't you see? She made up for it. I mean, dedicating her whole life to helping others.
Am I interrupting?
Oh, no, no. Oh, Anne Marie, I'm so sorry you're leaving tonight. I feel so terrible about this evening.
There's no need to apologize. People act very strange when they meet an old friend who's become a nun.
Anne Marie, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Why did you do that?
After I graduated from high school, I moved to Chicago and I got the calling. I'm sorry, girls. I can't explain it any better. That's the way it happens. It was the best way for me to serve God and people, too.
We're weekend nurses.
I thought you worked in a brewery.
Yes. Yes, I admit it. We've wasted our lives. We still laugh at Hector's undershorts. We should have become nuns.
Hector's undershorts are funny, Shirley. Yeah. Oh, look, I don't think God wants everyone to become nuns. You should be proud of your work. I'm not ashamed of the old days.
Me neither.
It's just that being a nun is what makes me happy. And everybody should be happy on their own terms. And everybody should be nice to each other. Oh, that must be my cab. I'll be back in town on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And I'll see you then.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, goodbye. Can we hug you?
You bet your buns you can.
You know, Laverne, we should remember what Anne Marie said about being nice to each other.
Yeah. Cheryl, I'm sorry I said your reunion stink.
You're a good person, Laverne.
Thanks. And next year, I won't give you a hard time and I'll be there with you.
Great. I got a lot of good ideas about next year's reunion. I'm gonna do a daisy thing. No more carnations. I've got all this yellow tissue paper I've been saving up off of clothes hangers in the bedroom. Come on, let's start now. By June, we can have 1,000 of them.
Boy, being a good person is not easy. Daisies. To be a good person, to not be a good person. To be a good person, to be a bad person.